with us on a journey into the unknown, the unexplained, and the unbelievable. We will test your senses and challenge your beliefs. A world where science and religion clash. Or do they? You will meet real people and hear real stories, but you will not believe. You will witness strange sights and hear strange sounds, but you will not believe. This is the New England Ghost Project. Welcome to the nightmare.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Ghost Chronicles Next Generation. I am Ron Kolick, your host, and with me is the blonde bombshell herself. I know you all miss her. And Kerrigan.
Hi, everybody. I know it seems like so long between every show, but I miss you all too.
Yeah. So anyway, and we have somebody on the show, which after I booked her, I realized I should have booked her for Marla's show. Was that because she's a witch too?
Right.
And Salem witch, and a good friend of ours, Kelly Spangler.
Hello,
Kelly?
Everyone. Hi there.
Hi.
It's been so long. I'm so happy to be on the show again.
Oh, my God. I know. It has been forever.
It has been. It has been.
Forever, and, man.
For most people don't know. It's like I'm always scrambling for guests all the time. And it's like, I don't know how many times I've emailed Kelly, like, the day before or the day and say, Kelly, can you do your show today? And she, I got clients. I can't do it. And it's like, crap.
But it wasn't tomorrow night because I am booked for clients. And then I did have clients tonight, but unfortunately they had issues. But fortunately for me, I was able to do the show. You know?
So I was able to manifest it then, evidently.
You did it.
Oh.
Yay.
I love you guys.
I know, yep. Right? It's been so many years. We had Kelly on the studio show. God.
Oh, my God.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
The beginning.
Yeah, me and my daughter drove down to the live show, and my car kept on fogging up on the way down because it was kind of like a gloomy night like this, but it was very moist out, and I couldn't see it, you know, and I couldn't find the studio. I had to ask the police, man. Where's the show? He's like in the school.
Oh. Like, oh. I remember. What? I think we were sitting on set, sweating it out. We're like, where is she?
Why didn't you just douse for it? You know.
Right. Oh my. I know. I should have brought my dowsing rods.
you know what's funny? You know what's funny is, you know, of course, Maureen's a dowser and. Yeah. And I, you know, she taught me and I taught her, and this, everybody teaches somebody. But anyways, so we did the first investigation at the Houghton Mansion, and which is about 2-hour drive. And so we're going down the highway, and we got radios in the car because I'm with two cars, and, you know, this is 4 cell phones. So we were like on radios talking to each other. And
she says,
do you know where you're? I don't know where we're going and everything. Oh, and I said, oh, don't worry. I'll check my GPS. And I stuck my pendulum out the window. Yeah, we're going the right way.
Oh, God, that's right? Like ancient history, Ron.
What?
Right? No cell phones work in North Adams anyways.
They really don't. Oh,
they do not.
I don't know. I never had a cell phone.
I loved doing the Houghton Mansion, man. I Houghton Mansion. That was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it?
It was. We caught a lot of stuff when we were there. Like on my camera alone, in my voice recorders, I can't even believe. I think I stuck myself in some kind of weird place in part of the mansion where no one goes. Like, you had to climb through all this stuff to get there. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I get in there, and I'm like, Josh is like, oh, you want me to stay with you? I'm like, no, leave. He's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I want to be by myself.
Get out.
It was me and my soda. That was it. And I caught a lot of, like, weird, like, whistling and knocking and somebody clearing their throat. Oh, that was so much fun.
Wow.
And then he goes, if you're not back in 20 minutes, should I get you? And I'm like, no, give me 10 more.
Yeah, that was a really great place. Especially in the beginning, in the early days. But I actually got Christian and Sean out there years ago. Yeah.
Way before me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amazing. But they went out there. And everybody was like, ooh, witches. They're like, ooh.
Ooh, people.
Masons and witches, oh my.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, ooh. It was funny. But they did table tipping there. It was more, not table tipping, I should say. I don't, this is kind of table tipping. They were walking around with tables. So, I don't know.
They were walking around with tables?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you can, it's the old thing. You do the table, you talk to the table and everything else, but then your table lifts and your table starts running and you chase the table.
Oh, I see.
Right. Yeah.
I was
it's kind of silly if you ask me. And I
for a second.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a cool place. I always enjoyed that place more than anything. And of course, I got the great pictures of Kelly on my infrared camera when she was doing that ceremony there in the Great Hall.
The Great Hall.
Now, is it called the Great Hall? Or is it called the Masons Hall?
I thought they called it the Great Hall. Maybe it isn't.
Well, whatever it's called. The place where the Masons meet. Yeah, whatever it is.
The big old stuff, and then all of a sudden there was Sean behind my back.
Oh.
Yep.
It's the
Remember
temple.
Remember that picture, Ron?
Yeah. Unbelievable. That's probably the best pictures I ever took, I think.
They call that area, it's the temple.
It's a temple,
Oh, is it the temple? Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case people don't understand, Sean is actually, he's passed on now, and he was passed on when we met him. Now, I called him in, and there's a picture, and I do still have it, of Sean holding on to my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one that just manifested this face of, he almost looked like Jesus, remember?
Oh, yeah.
But he was supposedly a very well-known Mason.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the pictures. It was amazing. It was great.
Wow.
I love that camera. I lost it though.
Oh no.
That's that was my favorite camera. Yeah. You also can see
you can see my butt. You're like, wait a minute, I can see through your pants.
Yeah, I can see your underwear. Yeah, you can absolutely see through your underwear. Yeah. I don't know who I was sitting with. I don't know. You can see her underwear here.
Nice.
She laughed.
That's of course Ron would bring that up.
Of course Ron would know that. But I was wearing, for everybody to know, I was wearing, exercise pants, which I
Whatever. I'm not.
It is what it is. We've had so much fun together.
Yeah, that was a very cool place.
Mm-hmm. I always tell everybody, Ron Kolek is my mentor. He was the one that helped me.
Oh, that's sad. Don't tell people that.
No, Ron. I mean, you helped me break through my shyness. You helped me public speak. You helped me through a lot of paranormal stuff. And there's nobody else I could say that my paranormal daddy is you. You're my daddy.
Daddy, you're embarrassed,
That is sweet and terrifying at the same time.
And I know.
I just want to say.
speaking about that.
Yes.
You'll love this. Last red light seance, not the last one. One of the red light seances, Maureen went, and she was there. And of course, Maureen's a trance medium, so she can go into this deep trance, which is it's pretty freaky and it scares a lot of people and whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she started getting a trance into the seance and people like try to get out. And so I go over there, I says, Daddy loves you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And she woke up.
Did she punch you in the face?
Everybody at the table says, that's squeak.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
She helped me through a lot of, because I'm also a trans medium, so it's a, you know, she helped me through a lot of things that we've done together. There was one thing that we did over at, oh, God, what's that place there in Groveland?
Yeah, BC.
BC?
Yep.
Yeah, BC. And yep. She helped me get out of, she snapped me out of a few things, thank goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, that was one of the spirit courses, I think, which one? Oh, the Blair Witch, Ghost Hunt. Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, that.
Remember the one in the woods? Everything, all that stuff was going on in the woods. The lady was screaming. And
that year was crazy.
That was a crazy year. We were like on top of that whole investigation.
I'm like, somebody's screaming Bloody Blue Murder. There's a woman screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Call the police, please.
And the first person that investigated was Josh because he is an ex-policeman. So he was like, let me go find this out. He was
goodness. That was crazy.
There was like, we had three groups, of course. So like, we're all on the radio contacting you. You hear that? You hear that? What are we doing? It's like, so, yeah, they called the police, and my son actually, I think, met the police at the gate.
Yeah.
And I understand they actually saved her life medical-wise, too. So, yeah, so that was...
She was actually being beaten by her ex.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I had talked to the cops the next day or a couple of days later or something, whatever it was.
Terrible.
But, yeah, it was nasty.
The things that happen, honestly.
Thank God for paranormal investigators.
Right?
Place in the woods.
Imagine if we weren't there.
Who knows?
Nobody would have heard that.
I know. Nobody else was paying attention.
We were
and
in the right,
loud.
Right place but, at the yeah. right time.
That's for sure.
So, Ron, I think that for the benefit of people who may not know who Kelly is, maybe... Kelly could tell us a little bit about herself and what she does and where she's from.
I introduced her as my Salem witch. Remember that?
Well, I know, but some people may be new to this show.
I have been out of the spotlight for a while, and I'm back in.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead. So go ahead.
Kelly, tell us all about yourself.
Okay. So I am a Salem witch. I started working in Salem in 2004 to 2005. And you know, I worked with Christian and Sean for many years, mostly Christian, because he was basically, you know, Sean passed away and Christian took over. So I worked with him until 2016, and then I went on my own. And I work out of my home office in Salem. I'm actually licensed through the city to work from home and to work parties, and I work. You know, I can go to events in town as long as I have my license with me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, caught without your license. But I've been doing this in Salem since 2004, 2005. And I have been doing it prior to Salem, but just kind of like for friends and family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 20-something years since I've been. 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
20 years?
Wow.
Something like that, that I've been in Salem working.
Yeah, 2004, 24, that's 2 years, yep.
Yeah.
I had to do math, and that wasn't hard. That wasn't hard for me, actually.
Yeah.
Thank God for college and high school. Helped me with
sex,
my
drugs, and rock and roll. I understand.
Well, I'm also a musician, and I've been through that, too. Okay. I am a guitarist and a vocalist as well, but... for the most part, I work out of my home office. I do a lot of private events and stuff. Like I do house parties and business events. And, you know, sometimes the hotels want somebody. They'll call me, you know, downtown in Salem. But I love what I do. I've been doing it for a very long time. I guess you could call me not just a witch, not just a psychic, but also somebody like a teacher or a... a leader to help people get through their life. What's that called? A life coach.
Like a life coach.
Coach.
Yeah. Like that. I love it. You know, and so my daughter, you know, she does a little bit, but she doesn't do it for, you know, money or anything like that. It's just her own thing. So it is inherited somewhere in my family, and I believe it's on my father's side.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. My father's Lithuanian. He's also Mi'kmaq, French Canadian Indian.
Oh,
so neat.
What the hell combination is that?
Yeah.
That's weird. You got Gypsies versus the Indians, you know. So there's all kinds of weird things in our bloodstreams, you know, that make us psychic. My daughter's really good at, I was listening to the first show about psychometry, and my daughter's amazing at it.
Really?
Oh, is she?
Yeah. He can touch a building and tell you all about it.
Wow.
I love that.
Anything,
I really
stone,
do.
Stone, glass, anything. She can pick up a piece of paper and she'll tell you what's going on. She's really good at it.
Wow.
Better than I am, believe it, when it comes to psychometry, because that's not really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where I'm going with this, but yeah.
I don't either.
It's okay. It's all right. And I want to throw this out there, okay? So... Kelly has done a few readings for me at Spirit Quest, and I want to tell you that the reading that stands out most in my mind, she was saying to me, there's an old lady, like standing right behind you, like kind of, you know, like right at your shoulder, and she wants to know if you still have the necklace. And I'm like, I can't figure this one out. And then it dawned on me, it was my husband's Aunt Dal who had passed away like a couple years before. And I have a locket that was passed on to us. And I very seldom wear it because it's gold and I'm like a silver girl, but it's hanging in my jewelry box, you know? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it was like that aha moment. I'm like, oh my God, it's Dal. You know, she's like, what did you do? And like, she was insistent, you know, tell me you have the necklace. Tell me you have the necklace. And I'm like, necklace, 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 what necklace, you know? But it was that locket. And I don't know if I can't remember now, cause it was a long time ago, whether you said it was a locket, and that probably was what, you know, sparked it for me. But Kelly has no knowledge of any of that, you know, and people who are out there that say, oh, no, psychics, blah, blah, blah. They're no readers, whatever. They're full of it. They're not. They're not. Because how else would she know that?
There's a lot of people that do put a bad name for us readers, you know, us psychics or witches, because I'm also a witch, as you know. There is, you know, a lot of people that are out there and just kind of like make a bad name for us. And those are the people that angered me because there are a lot of people that are genuine. And then you have what I call the carnival psychics.
Right. Right. Right.
Those to call them the beach gypsies.
Yeah.
The beach gypsies.
We have a few in town. I'm not going to say it who it is, but we all know if you know, you know. You know that saying? If you know, you know. You know who they are.
Yes.
Yeah. They have no association with.
Well, you're psychic. You should know.
Right? Yes. They have no association with my old group in Coven or my present friends. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with them, but it's just kind of weird, you know, how they can put bad names out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks. Excuse me. Say and swear, but that stinks for us.
That's okay.
We work really
hard. Like a real swear.
Ron has come out with far worse, trust me. But anyways,
yeah, that's not a real swear.
Oh my God! I mean, I can go on for hours, but it's kind of like, you know, I love where I am. I love what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't want people to think that I'm fabricated. I never would do that. That's one thing that couple of my old bosses loved about me. I'm a no holds bar kind of girl. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what's up and I'll tell you where to go. And I do that with my readings as well. So if you don't like what you're hearing, get out of my booth, you know? right. One of those things. But yeah, I film just my, it's my heart. Mm-hmm. And you guys are my heart, and you guys have worked in Salem, so you understand how it can be. Mm-hmm. And but it's also very, very magical.
Right. You
know? I love it.
That's the thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
Is, you know, you live in Salem, so you're surrounded by madness. So what's the good and what's the bad and the ugly?
The good, bad, and the ugly. So the first thing that I don't like is drama, and there's a lot of that, as you know. People start they start rumors that aren't true, or they start rumors that are true. And everybody should just be quiet and mind their own business and enjoy their magic. They shouldn't be against each other. We should be promoting each other. We should be living each other's lives and saying, wow, good job. You did a great job on that show. Well, you did great on that event. And mm-hmm. what a great fair you pulled off this year.
Right.
You know, that's what I believe in. I believe in that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in Salem are just out for each other.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But it's not just in the witchcraft community, guys. It's in the restaurant communities. It's in the retail community of Salem. Like, I think everybody in the Salem area is like, there's drama in the area, you know. So that's why I decided to remove myself from that. And I'm still in Salem. But I work in my own office now, and I love it.
You
I love
do
it.
Your no own thing.
Yeah, I do my own thing. Yeah. But yeah.
There's probably better parking too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my driveway free. You don't have to pay, and there's like four cars that can park in my driveway.
There you go. Right.
Which is great because in October I do have a lot of people that come to my home, and you know I hire staff to come in and you know greet them, cook for them, whatever
good
they want
you.
For them. Mm-hmm. So what's great about it is when you come to me for a reading, Ron, right?
Yeah.
You're not just going to a shop and you're going to buy their stuff and then you're going to sit in a booth and you get a 15-minute reading, a half-hour reading.
In the window.
No, you're going to come into my house. You're going to smell cooking. You can smell coffee brewing. I have for adults only, I have, you know, a layout for like wine or something, like champagne or something. You know, and food. There's always food here. So when people are in my waiting room, aka my living room in October, they sit out there with a spread.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, they're sitting out there luxury. They got TV. They have the Wi-Fi password. They're all set.
I'd enjoy that.
Then they come to my space for the reading, and I have almost the same setup, but a little different. You know, like you're going to see things that I can sell to you if you like it. I'm not going to throw it at you. See what I'm saying? It's more comfortable. It's comfortable. I love it.
So,
what I do.
So you have moved from the last place, the place I was at, and that's, you had the porch and.
No, I'm still here.
Okay.
I've been here since 2012.
Okay, good. Okay,
the,
good.
The
good.
Place where we had that, I'm going to just say it, the alien experience that I had, right? We're not going to go there tonight, but yeah, I'm still at that place.
Okay.
They won't let me leave. It's just, and my office looks better and better every day.
Is your office the porch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
No, I've been to Kelly's house. I'm trying to picture it in my mind. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
Ron, it's on my page.
Oh, is it?
Right, and you know.
So much. How much do I know, huh?
Come on, Diana. But no, I'm still here. There's something that keeps me here. I know there's a lot. I know a lot what keeps me here, but I keep that to myself because it's very private. Sometimes things are private. You don't want to tell people. You know, my privately. Here's my spiritual reason why I'm here. No, you're not going to know that. But
that's
I'm
fine.
Here for...
So when did you first realize you had an ability?
In my 20s, or early teens, I should say, I knew I had abilities because I grew up in a very haunted, very disgusting house, okay? And I'm writing a book. It's called 413. It won't be out for quite a while, but I'm writing. It's hard. but I'm doing it. And it's an experience about my personal life, but I have to make it so it's not my personal life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right? So it's not really, it's true, but it's not, it's based on a true story. Okay. I have to make fake people. So, but it, you know, the whole thing is like growing up like that, you know, being in, I can't even talk now. This book is going to be crazy.
Okay. We love crazy books. That's all right.
No, paranormally, like as far as paranormal goes, as far as it goes with that book, it's going to be scary. Sorry, I lost track.
Yes, okay. You did. Yeah, actually, we got to take a break anyway, so you can catch your breath.
Yes.
Yeah, so, anyways, you're listening to Ghost Chronicles Next Generation with the blonde bombshell herself, Ann Kerrigan, and the humble Van Helsing. Right here on Toji Nut Radio, and we're all good podcast to play. We are brought to you by the Circles of Wisdom, 286 Merrimack Street, Methuen, Massachusetts, the Glatt Messier Family Law Group, 15 High Street, North Andover, Massachusetts, and our very good friends on Ghost Chronicles Radio on Patreon. Become a member and you get access to, I don't know, like 50 videos up there of nonsense. So another crap there. So check it out. It's always interesting anyways.
Sounds enticing.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Do you have a paranormal event, book, or something else you want people to know about? Then why not advertise it on Ghost Chronicles Radio? With over 150,000 downloads a month, get your message out to an audience that's interested in the subject. We have a plan at a cost that fits your needs. For more information, contact Ron Kolick at anyghostproject@comcast.net or call 978-455-6678.
Located in Illinois, there lies a sleepy little town where nothing is a common occurrence.
You going to that party in town tonight?
Heck yeah! I only turned 18 once.
That is until the night of celebration.
Where the hell is she? Oh, no. No, 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 Jessica! What's happening?
From the creators of Shadowhunters, Bite Me, comes a tale of primal terror and grindcore mayhem. Shadowhunters, kill Jessica, kill!
Can you hear me? My name is Harry Price. I am speaking to you via the medium of the Ghost Box. Many of you will know I carried out the first live radio broadcast from Haunted House way back in 1936 for the BBC. Now, thanks to the wonders of modern technology, I am still able to keep abreast of 21st century ghost hunting by listening to Ghost Chronicles International on TogiNet, Para-X Radio, The Ghost Channel, and even on something called a podcast. Two splendid chaps host it. One is an American who calls himself New England's own Van Helsing, although I have discovered his real name is Ron Kolek. The other is Stephen Parsons, and he's a paranormal scientist. Well, mustache, I'm required elsewhere on something called a K2. But don't forget, I'll be listening in every Tuesday from 8 o'clock in Great Britain and 3 o'clock on the American Eastern Seaboard. I trust you will join me there.
Oh,
And welcome back to Ghost Chronicles Next Generation with Ron and Anne and our very special guest this evening, Salem witch Kelly Spangler.
Maybe she grew up in Mississippi. That's why she's good at acting. She moved to Ohio. And she moved to Ohio.
Oh, my God. We're talking about that.
Ad. What are you talking about?
So there's the spot in the middle at our break, and it's about shadow hunters.
Okay, yeah.
And the girl
Kill
has
Jessica
the,
Kill.
Yeah. Kill Jessica Kill has the, and she has the worst.
I was like, what the hell are they doing?
She has the worst Southern accent, y'all. Like, I come from Boston. I don't know. It's terrible. I'm like, if you're in Ohio, why would you have a Southern accent? I'm just mystified.
Because she moved there. Jeez.
She moved
there. I know a lot of people from Ohio, and they just say regular.
Yeah. It's like a Midwestern.
Well, what do you mean regular? There is no regular.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You have a Southern accent.
Yeah. You know, y'all talk like this, y'all. Ooh, no. Ew,
good.
No.
I'll tell our good friend Jason Doobie you're making fun of his commercial. tell you that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I will tell him that. Thank you very much.
Well, you have to tell Jason people in Ohio don't have Southern accents.
How do you know? When you were in Ohio?
They don't.
When were you in Ohio? In the sleepy town there. When were you there?
Well, I don't know. But Jason's in California. So when has he been to Ohio?
California.
It's based on true events, probably.
Everybody fess up. Fess up here. You don't really know geography, but whatever. It's okay. We like Jason. He's a good artist, so.
No, you don't. I'm going to tell him you make fun of a commercial.
Okay, you do that.
You walked it on the ear. I'm telling you.
You do that. I'll have
Kelly,
it.
Kelly, speaking of rock and roll and guitars, I just, my last spirit request, Thomas D'Agostino was a speaker there, and his brother owns a guitar shop. So Go ahead.
I was going to say, what's the name of the shop?
I wouldn't know. I really don't. So anyways, I gave Tom to take with him and refurbish and sell for me my old Silvertone guitar and case.
Nice. Wow. No, that's cool.
Yeah,
You don't remember Janny?
Like from 1970.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You remember Janny, right?
Yeah.
From New York. And you remember Janny D?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Janny, yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. We love Janny.
Yeah, she just came up for your birthday, right?
Yeah, well, I went to her house for the weekend, and then I took a train to her house, and then we took her car back to my house. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was a great week, our birthdays. Hers is St. Patrick's Day, the 17th.
Oh, nice.
And mine's the 20th, so we just kind of, like, had birthdays. It was fun.
That's beautiful.
But she's a beautiful artist. She is a beautiful artist. And so my mother bought me an acoustic guitar back when I was like 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And it's the only guitar my mom ever got me, and she's passed. So what they did was, they is also a friend of hers who fixed the guitar because it was broken. Mm-hmm. And so she designed art on it with my mother's name and angelic symbol. Mother's name is Catherine O'Malley. Mm-hmm. That was my mother's name. And then Curtis, as she got married. But she incorporated everything on there, Bridget. Protection, everything. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have to send you the picture.
Janny's a witch, too, right?
Oh, I would love to see that.
Oh, and Janny loves, and she plays guitar as well. So,
you're kidding me.
I was in a hardcore weird dance. Yeah, she's more like rock, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I was in the Nightcrawlers.
The Nightcrawlers.
I almost said the
K-N-I-G-H-T, of course.
Oh, that's fun. What'd you do? Snappy fingers. What'd you do?
No, I was rhythm.
I can say that because I'm old school.
Right? Bite me.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not.
Oh, that's funny.
And I actually have my my first guitar my mom bought me out in the porch when I'm about to give to the Goodwill, because I cut my fingers off and they reattached them and everything, but they, you know, it just not can't play the guitar anymore. Let's put it that way. So yeah, I'm gonna give that one to the Goodwill, but it's well, that thing is gonna be from the 60s.
You could probably anyway. Make some sick money off that, but I get it. I would do the same thing.
It's just like
I would do the same thing. I would give it to
the other one I did because the Silverton I know is worth money. Especially if Tom rehabs it, so cleans it all up and gets because it's been up in the attic for how many years.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to that, whatever he does, and just to see how he does it too, which is kind of cool. It's black and white.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah.
It's sick. Amazing.
That's really neat, Ron. I never knew that about you.
Brittany?
I love that we brought this up. This is a good thing.
Yeah, I did not know that you played the guitar.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you never told me that. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I used to, when I was dating Janet.
Come on.
Like 20 years?
Yeah.
I was dating Janet. I used to do these things. I would play songs and she would try to guess them. Because it was rhythm. She half the time she flunked. She never had a good ear.
Well, it's like do, 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 do,
do. She never had a really good ear.
You know, right?
Oh, my God. How can you not know that song?
No way.
Oh, that's
anyway. Yeah. So that's the thing. And by the way,
yes,
you, Jenny D, and myself, Kelly, all played the guitar, and we're all born in March.
Oh, wow.
Holy moly, macaroni and Jesus whiz! I didn't even think of that. So she's the 17th.
I'm the 12th.
I'm like, yes, I'm trying to think of when I was born.
Kelly's like, no,
the 20th, 4th, and the 12th. And it makes sense. It all makes sense. The 12th, the 17th, and the 20th makes so much sense to me. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, think of that. They're actually 13 years apart. See, no, that's not right.
Oh,
no, that's not right. That's 5. No, forget it. Never mind.
Don't
mind. I was like 13 between you and I.
Put math in the background. We don't want to do math.
Yeah, whatever.
Please. Kelly and Janny are younger than me, so just stop. Then way younger than you.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
I just.
Who?
Me?
I know. I'm 52.
I just turned 60, my dear.
Janny's older than you, girl.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, by a few years.
Oh, then I don't feel so bad. But so I'm in the middle.
Still need me, will you still feed me when
that's right.
I'm 54?
And Ron's way older than any of us because he's like 120.
But Janny would love that. Janny would love him for that because she would totally sing that song too. She's 64.
So the sad part about our lives is what, like when I used to go to the health club before the pandemic thing, you would hear like, you know, Pink Floyd and all these other cool things on the oldie but goodie stations. It's like, oh shit, kill me.
Yeah.
What did that come? Even radical hair bands back then, they're playing them like, oh yeah, this is like a oldie but goodie. It's like, oh no.
Yeah.
No offense, but music was much better back then than it is now.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Mm. Even in the early 80s, the music was good.
and
that's true. No, I like the 80s music. Don't get me wrong. It's then they went astray.
Roy, our producer, just piped in. Roy, our producer, just said now 80s music is part of the oldies stations.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Because it was 40 years ago. That's why.
Please, why are we so old, Em? Please.
I don't know.
When did it happen?
I'm not worried. I got my photograph up in the painting up in the attic, Dorian Gray, and I'm good. So
okay.
I don't have to worry. Yeah,
we're not old. We're vintage. Does that sound worse?
Don't you remember?
That's sexy, because vintage is sexy.
Okay.
So we're like vintage. The sexy ones. Well, come on, we're vintage. Walk up the phone, we are so good.
Anyway.
Yeah.
True. So, we had some good adventures together. We went to the Houghton Mansion, had all kinds of exciting stuff happen to us there, of course. Jenny was great. Seance, there must have been, I don't know, 50 people there. It was crazy up in the temple. God. Remember that?
Do you remember when it was me and Leslie at the Houghton Mansion?
Yeah.
It was me and you, Ron.
Yeah.
We were sitting, you were in the middle, and we were and Leslie's on the left, and I was on the right.
Yeah.
You had your fucking witches with you at that time, man.
That
was one of the best seances I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
What were there, like 80 people at the seance?
There was amazing. There was like chairs lined up across the temple of the hall, whatever it was.
Wow.
From end to end in a huge thing, circle. It was unbelievable. People came from all, it was brutal.
Yeah.
This was before my time, so yeah.
Leslie, you were there, weren't you?
No.
I thought she was there.
Nope.
I thought she was too, Ron.
Yeah, nope. I thought so too.
2012?
What was it?
2012.
I don't remember being there when was this you're talking about when Christian and
No,
me,
Sean,
and Ron, me, Ron, and Andrew.
Oh,
Andrew. I love Andrew.
Yes.
He is
a hot ticket.
I tell you, if I was gay, I could go for him. He's got such a great personality.
He does.
I'll make sure he's coming here for Sunday's dinner.
Oh, that's funny.
He knows that now.
He is a great guy. Yes. Why don't I remember a seance that big? I don't.
It was huge.
The temple room or whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
It had to be 80 to 120 people.
That's crazy. But I don't remember that.
Do you remember those photographs I took of Kelly?
No.
Okay, she wasn't there then.
I don't think I was there.
Not that time. She wasn't there then. Because if she doesn't remember those photographs, that was the time.
I've been to the Houghton Mansion a few times. Yeah. But not, I was not there.
Twice.
Yeah.
I was there twice, I think.
I think I was there the second time you were there.
My friends came from, the second time I did it, my friends came from, am I getting it wrong? I think I did it once.
I don't know. But this I know I've weird. Met Andrew and I thought I met him there. But
if you don't remember this, Ian, you weren't there, which means you were just right
there.
Hey,
did we smoke a lot of pot back then?
No!
I know nothing.
I'm being funny. I'm being facetious.
I know nothing.
I definitely don't remember that. Anyway.
You were like a little nervous doing that seance too, if I remember.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, because that was a huge crowd.
Good Lord, with that many people, I would be too.
I have to say one thing. This man has always been my guru, my top dog when it comes to paranormal. I'm serious. You know how many people are out in the world? I think about Ron Kolek.
Oh,
that's so sad.
He's talking about. I'm serious. So I always got advice from him. Oh, my God.
That's sick.
No, beat him. But...
Oh my goodness!
I thought, Les.
What?
Might have been the same time. No, I don't think so. Well, maybe it was another time. I heard her do a table session in. She had never done it before, or was it Karen Ruck? One of the other ones. I don't know, but they had never done it before. They were nervous. I said, "You can do it," and sure enough, they did it. So there you go.
Remember Karen? Just
let them do it. Oh, I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He just kind of disappeared, but
she was very nice.
We had a little bit falling out for the girl, the guy she was dating, so that kind of ended it all. So
true. Although, yes, I agree with that. But never forgotten. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, my.
But so I wanted to get back to, you know, your readings and so forth. I know you had an altar there, and you still have an altar, I'm sure. So what is an altar for the witches?
It's to remember who you are. If it's your personal altar, there's many altars. It's not just one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, go ahead.
My personal altar would be to feel good about myself, put my family and friends on there and grow with them and love them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then after that, I have many other altars, and the one that I love the most is my main one because I can do whatever I want with it. You know, I love.
You know, people hear that, Kelly, and they say, oh, altars, like, oh, that's sacrilege and everything else. But that's not true.
Yeah,
everyday life, we have altars. We take our fireplace and we'll put all our pictures of our loved ones, or ones that passed, on top of the fireplace. Or,
right.
Or we have a bureau and we put pictures of someone we loved or have passed. We'll have a crucifix or whatever else is important to us in this space. And that's what an altar is. It's a
it
space
is.
For remembrance.
Mm-hmm. I have so many altars in my house. Mm-hmm. I have the altar of the dead, which is everybody that passed over that I can remember in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I put something on there for each person. And it's a big altar. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that's the biggest one you should have. Everyone you ever loved on this altar.
Okay. I get that. And it's funny because we talk about altars and I'm like sitting here at my desk up tucked into the corner here. And I almost feel like this is like a little altar because I have pictures next to me on a little board of mm-hmm. people I love, people who have passed, my family. And I have just little remembrances, and I have candles and just things that I love that make me happy. You know, I have a handkerchief that I'm looking at that my daughter-in-law gave me when, you know, she married my son. And there's just, and I have my pendulums. And so there's just a whole mishmash of stuff here. But yeah, it's kind of like a little altar.
Altar is simple for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I have so many altars, I don't know what to do. Like, you know, the old lady do, and she's like, I have so many children. What am I going to do? You know, but I feel more altars, the better. Like, here's my family that I loved. Here is my family that I used to love. Here is the that I gathered together. You mm-hmm. know, that's what I feel with.
Yeah, I think if it makes you feel good, then that's your spot.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it whatever you want. It could be an altar. It could just be your desk. It could be whatever. You know?
It can be a car. I mean, I have a little things in my car that I put in there to keep safe, or, you know, mm-hmm. whoever is in my car to be safe. So I put St. Michael inside my car, you know, mm-hmm. And I look at him like, yeah, this is a great place to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so even though, like, obviously, so you're an Irish girl, right?
Yeah.
You're an Irish girl. I'm an Irish girl. But so obviously, I mean, I'm Irish. I was raised Irish Catholic. But yet you still have that. You probably still have those beliefs in your background. But you're also a witch. You're big pagan. So, but you think those things, do you think those things blend?
They do. They blend, and I think they blend well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I do. I love being a pagan and the way we believe in our spring and Easter the same way the Catholics do. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we have always been side by side, and I really feel like this is, how can I explain it? Mm-hmm. It's just the most magical time of the year, I feel, because I was born in spring on the first day of spring, mm-hmm. you know, and pagans love spring and Catholics is, oh my God.
Yeah. Right. That's the rebirth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I think they do go together. And I know that a lot of pagan beliefs sprung, I think, you know, from those Catholic traditions.
Well, they're all connected.
Or vice versa.
They're all,
the Catholic traditions came from the pagan.
Yeah, they did.
There's a difference between the religion and the traditions. The traditions, like, for instance, the All Saints Day and All Sails Day was at that time, it was the conversion of the pagans, so they would still celebrate their holidays, so they incorporated them into the church. That's how they did it. So that's why a lot of things are incorporated that way.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. That's how I do it, you know. That makes so much sense to me.
And when you think about it, even the Catholic or Christian traditions are incorporated into commercialism nowadays. So that's, you know, it's basically kind of a similar type thing, you know. So it's been incorporated into that we just adapt things. I have no idea where this whole thing is going to end or whatever, but that's the way it was, continues to be. But anyway, the other thing I was going to ask you now, when you do readings, which is always the most intriguing thing, because that's what you do mostly for your living, right? I know you don't do too much paranormal stuff anymore. Or do you?
But I do still love it.
So when you do a reading, do you get satisfaction from a reading?
Always. Always. Unless it's a really deep one where it's not that great and you're like, oh, I don't think I want to put myself in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you do when you have something like that? When you have a reading that you're really having problems with, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're having a problem with it, then they're holding back on something. Yeah, you know what I mean? So if I'm in a reading and I can't get through, I'm like, wait a minute, you need to relax. I have to bring them down. I got to put them into alpha, you know, because I feel like they're just nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of blocking.
Yeah.
What needs to come through.
Yeah.
When people come to you for a reading, are they coming for a specific purpose? For a general purpose?
Most of the readings that I get, to be honest, are about relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you go in with an open mind and I try to open their mind. I don't want them to be what's the word I'm looking for? To be accusative of people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. But that makes sense. I think that's probably
because I'm trying to explain it. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm
excuse me. So it's the number one on the hit parade. I think that's just life, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants their relationships to be better or know how they're going to move forward or end. Or
exactly. So you just, you know, you want to be there for people. You want to be there. You want to be able to make them feel comfortable with you, you know?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Kelly, you're not going to like this, but
we've got
to wrap it up.
Aw, that flew by.
But it was a lot of fun speaking with you again. It's like old times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
I had a wonderful time. I'm honest with you guys. Are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Including
If people want to find out more about you and to book a reading or just to find out more about you, where can they find that?
Well, they can go to my website at kellyspangler.com, or they can also text me or call me at 781-799-9528, and you can talk from there. Yeah.
Awesome.
Excellent. So anyways, we do have to wrap it up. we want to thank you, Kelly, so much. It's been a lot of fun. In the end, it's good to speak with you again.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you have been listening to Ghost Chronicles Next Generation with the Blonde Bombshell herself and Ron Kolick right here on TojiNet, brought to you by Circles of Wisdom, 286 Merrimack Street, Methuen, Massachusetts, the Glant Messier Family Law Group, 15 High Street, North Andover, Massachusetts, and our very good friends on Ghost Chronicles Radio on Patreon. Become a member, get access to, like, I don't know, over 50 videos of all sorts. In fact, I got another one tomorrow. So good night, everyone. God bless. Stay safe.
Good night. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Ghoulies to ghosties, long-leggedy beasties, and things that go bump in the night. Deliver us, good Lord.